It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirtman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirtman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirtman Show.
Well, hello again. I sure hope you're having a great week. I am, as always, it seems. I've been on a kick lately. Almost every night before I retire to bed, I watch an old episode of Columbo. You remember him. He was the lieutenant who wore the frumpy raincoat over a salmon-covered suit, smoked a cigar, and scratched his head a lot. He was easily distracted, and he would always preface his last interrogative question with, "Oh, just one more thing." He never carried a gun, but he did grin a lot. He mastered the art of making the murderer think that he was so far away from solving the crime that he or she was sure to get away with their diabolical deed right up until the last minute, when he would reveal what it was he found that convinced him they were guilty beyond deniability. And I have to give credit to the writers of Columbo. His character was masterfully written. And as a former lawman myself, I've come to appreciate the skills written into the character. One thing I noticed about Columbo, too. As he was leading the perpetrator off to jail at the end of the program, he would always compliment them on their cleverness or their talent. He let them know that they were guilty, but that there was something about them that he still admired. I think we might all be able to learn a little bit from that. I know I'm going to sure try. No matter how much of a person's character I might dislike, I'm going to try to compliment everybody on their cleverness or their talent. Maybe, just maybe, I can brighten the corner of my little world right here in southern New Mexico. So thanks, Lieutenant. Right now, though, let's you and I have a little bit of that fun we have every week right here on the Jason Kirtman Show. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, his wonderful wife, with Fire Hydrant Number 9. Here's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers with Mama Don't Allow It.
Mama don't allow no rockin' or rollin' here.
Rockin' and rollin' here.
Mama
Groucho Marx once said, anyone who says he can see through women is missing a lot. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
That was Johnny Nash with I Can See Clearly Now. Here's the Everly Brothers with Wake Up Little Susie. Here's a fantastic quote from Mr. Clint Eastwood. Respect your efforts, respect yourself. Self-respect leads to self-discipline. When you have both firmly under your belt, that's real power. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
What you need to, you know I got it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for taking a little time today to listen to this edition of the Jason Kurtman Show. And as always, thanks to all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM, KHII, out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. If you ever come out this way, drive up there and take a look at that beautiful railroad trestle. And there's 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. And KTMN 97.9, pushing a lot of new power, also out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. The Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas. Oldies Radio 104.3 FM out of Cairo, West Virginia. WVPV, I like those call letters. West Virginia's proud veterans, they're proud to be first in Ritchie County. Remember WinRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, I want to go there someday. Hawaiian Pacific Radio. Out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. Thanks, my good friend Steve runs that operation down there. And WYAP 107.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia. Also AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. Classic Hit 1630 AM out of Denver, Colorado. Then there's WRock. They can be found at WLOR.net in Boston, of all places. Boston's a beautiful city. I've been there. And I got to tell you, they've got a lot of listeners every month. Over 4 million. It's not almost, it's over. What a great station. Then there's DeepOldies.com and Dark Classics Radio out of Dark County, Ohio. And WRSG 91.5, serving Middleburn, West Virginia, their Nights Radio. And they've got some fantastic people there that run that station. WFSN 96.7 FM, Union City, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a great state. I've been there a number of times. A lot of history there. And the American Senior Radio Network in Vancouver, Washington. From east to west, you will find the Jason Kurtman Show. To check out all of the sites that carry the program, go to my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email. Let me know where you heard the Jason Kurtman Show.
I've been yearning for a little romance. I wanna know when you're gonna give me a chance. Love me, honey, tell me you're mine. Oh, don't you think it's time? I've been yearning for a sweet embrace. Rub on my hair till I'm a total disgrace. Kiss me, honey, make me feel so fine. Oh, don't you think it's time? I don't wanna walk without you, walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking. So warm when you touch my cheek. You thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, make me feel so fine. Don't you think it's time? I don't wanna walk without you, walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking. When you touch on my cheek, you thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Kiss me, honey, make me feel so fine. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
That was Elvis Presley, of course, you knew that, with Don't You Think It's Time. Here's Little Richard with his take on an Elvis song, Money Honey.
Tell me what was on his mind. He says, money, honey, yeah. Money, honey. Woo-hoo. Money, honey. If you wanna get along. Well, that screaming fella, what's wrong with you? Hey, from this thing on, our romance is true. Said, tell me, baby, a day that's too late. Could another man take my place? He says, money, honey, yeah. Thank you.
A woman was arrested recently on allegations that she tried to get another woman to pay $20 to have her kitten returned, and she threatened to hurt the kitten if the money was not paid, police reported. Madeline Joanne Kay, 22, was charged with extortion threats. That's what her arrest report says. She's listed as a student in the report. She lives in Gainesville, Florida. A woman who is in the same circle of friends with Kay had posted notices that her gray kitten was lost on Thursday. Kay sent the woman several text messages saying she had the kitten and wanted at least $20 or something bad would happen to the kitten, the report states. One text from Kay said the kitten was not being returned out of revenge for how the owner had treated a friend of Kay's. Officer Frederick Munn reported that he met with Kay Friday in an effort to get the kitten. She denied all knowledge of the kitten. After being read her Miranda rights, Kay admitted to sending the text messages while out drinking with friends, the report states. The defendant stated that the messages are representatives or examples of humor, Munn wrote in his report. The defendant states that she has no knowledge of where the kitten is or what happened to the kitten. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
No memories that linger in my heart. Memories that make my little heart go cold. But someday they're gonna live again, sweetheart. And my blue moon again will turn to gold. Come in now, Chester. When my blue moon turns to gold again.
Well, folks, it's about time to wrap up, and I want to tell you thank you so much for listening to The Jason Kirkman Show. Every week, I spend a few hours putting the program together, and I promise you I wouldn't have it any other way. I just love doing it. I hope you're planning a little trip this year, a vacation, maybe a family getaway. If you are, you really need to consider coming out here to New Mexico. We, including myself, would love to show you around. There's a lot to see and do here. I promise you, I guarantee it. Come out and visit us. There's something for everybody here, and you can check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and, of course, newmexico.org. Come out and visit us. I think you're going to leave wishing that you lived here. And, of course, all of those websites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N.com. As you know, The Jason Kirkman Show is always underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Fuller Brush has been around since 1906. That's a lot longer than I've been around. It's a lot longer than my dad's been around, or my grandpa. 110 years of providing products for the home and business. And you know, your grandmother, speaking of grandparents, your grandmother probably knows something about Fuller Brush. You ought to ask her about that. Well, make some memories with the ones you love this week, especially those kids. Here's the promise of the ages. You won't regret it, and they won't forget it. Also, don't forget to do something nice for somebody you don't even know this week. That is the way to bring back the nickel soda pop. Here's Mr. Ricky Nelson with Happy Guy. I hope you're a happy guy or a woman. I'll see you next time on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Some guys like a 9-to-5 job and a house with a white picket fence. Some guys live for that a weekly paycheck, but to me it don't make much sense. Now I don't like a tight collar or a suit with a matching tie. I like to pick up and go where the four winds blow, and that's why I'm a happy guy. Steer clear of sweet talking gals. They got a wedding bell on their mind. They want a guy to stay home every night, but me, I'm a different kind. I move when I'm ready, and I don't have to tell you why. I just grab my hat and leave where I'm at, and that's why I'm a happy guy. When I'm passing through, and I'll stay a while in your town. We can live it up and let the good times roll, but don't try to settle me down. No girl's gonna chain me, I was born with a roving eye. And when the thrill is gone, well, I'll be moving on. And that's why I'm a happy guy.